As the virus upends productive activity across the world, the question now is how bad things will get. On April 14th, the IMF warned that the global recession would be the deepest for the best part of a century. But the severity of the pandemic and the uncertainty around the duration of lockdowns are such that economists' models, trained on business cycles in the post-war era, are of little use. Some companies, such as Starbucks and Dell, have pulled their guidance on annual earnings, declining even to hazard a guess about the future. Amid the fog, however, one thing seems certain. Some economies will suffer much more than others. Economic crises expose and exacerbate structural weaknesses. Analysis by The Economist of 5 decades of GDP data finds that growth rates in rich countries tend to converge during expansions, as even the weakest economies are pulled along. Yet during downturns, performance diverges markedly. In the first half of the 2000s, the average annual gap between the GDP growth rates of the best and worst performing rich countries was 5 percentage points. In 2008-12, in the recession that followed the global financial crisis, the gap widened to 10 points. This recession will be no different. Three factors should help separate the bad economic outcomes from the dire ones. A country's industrial structure, the composition of its corporate sector, and the effectiveness of its fiscal stimulus. The Economist has used indicators of these to rank roughly the exposure of 33 rich countries to the downturn. Some, such as those in southern Europe, appear far more vulnerable than America and northern European countries. Take industrial structure first. Lockdowns will slam countries that depend on labour-intensive activities. Those with large construction sectors, such as many central European countries, look vulnerable. So do those that rely on tourism. It accounts for 1 in 8 non-financial jobs in southern Europe. Conversely, those with large mining industries, which require less labour, may do better. Here, Canada looks relatively insulated. Industrial structure also influences the share of people who can work from home and thus dodge the worst disruption of the lockdowns. In a paper published on April 10th, Jonathan Dingle and Brent Nyman of the University of Chicago estimate that fully 45% of jobs in Switzerland could plausibly be done from home. Many Swiss work in industries such as finance, where all they really need to do their job is a laptop. Others elsewhere do not have this luxury. Less than a third of jobs in Slovakia, a big manufacturing hub, can be performed remotely. Home working is also difficult in southern Europe. Research by Indeed, a job search website, and Ireland's central bank find that since the pandemic began, countries where home working is less prevalent have seen bigger falls in the number of online job advertisements.